I was going to have a few comments on the other Democratic presidential candidate, John Edwards, but it turns out that you have to go into rehab if you use the worst
fact. Yeah, thanks to Bill O'Reilly, and in the Children at Risk segment tonight, we continue our reporting on the corrosive effects of the popular music world on some Americans.
You'll find the world at
last.
You've got
to catch fire. Are American forces any closer to finding it in this new year?
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. He's
good for America.
Fundamentalist part of Clinton. They use Mickey Mouse to teach their kids to blow themselves up.
We combine a presidential race and strippers. That is why they invented paper towels.
Oh, when you're taking fire, my words, you're playing, you're catching fire. When you reach your race, you're catching fire. Here comes the
be there. How long? Right. What do we have to pay to save face? That's all we're doing is saving face. It's time we came
gentlemen,
home.
Gentlemen.
Abraham Lincoln did not shoot John Wilkes Booth. Titanic did not sink a North Atlantic iceberg. And Fox News is neither fair nor balanced. These are simple historical facts intelligible to all adults, most children, and some of your more discerning domesticated
eyes. They're there without the proper body armor.
You're right.
They're there without the proper exit strategy.
Because you say it's a quagmire.
There's
it's a waste
no
of time.
Leadership.
We shouldn't be
Eight
there.
Eight generals
we need to come
have come
home.
Out, and maybe they know a
they
little more than
support.
You
You're
do, Ben
right.
And Dennis Prager.
First, it was about weapons of mass destruction.
Okay.
Listen, you should be in Iraq. You're 22 and I was 22. I was in the military. Why are you
there? Then meet with all the members of the Joint Chiefs Staff. Every unified and specified commander, and they say, please don't do this. I think that this has enormous potential for a civil military crisis.
You know why, Ben? Because you're only as good as the weakest among you.
If you make a mistake, it is the obligation of the people through their representatives to correct.
You're a big Barack supporter, right, Senator?
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, name some of his legislative accomplishments. Senator, I want you to name some of Barack Obama's legislative accomplishments tonight, if you can.
Well, what I will talk about is more about what he's offering to the American people.
No, no, what has
right
he accomplished,
now?
Sir? You say you support him. Tonight. Sir, you have to give me his accomplishments. You've supported him for president. You're on national television.
Well,
name his legislative accomplishments, Barack Obama, sir.
Well, I'm not going to be able to name you specific
can you name any?
Items of legislative
can you name anything he's accomplished as a congressman?
No, I'm not going to be able to do that tonight.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
This is an NBC News.
And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger.